This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's time.
Sorry.
I was trying to make it dramatic.
Mm-mm.
Sometimes you gotta let the song finish. You don't want to just like slam straight in. Oh.
News. News.
No! No!
News.
Stop!
News.
Stop!
Our only real hope is to decide. This is news or no.
Breaking news. Aaron still thinks we should replace the song. Couple
yep.
people have texted
it was
and
a
said
lot.
We should. There wasn't a lot.
It was a lot.
It was like,
it was like
three.
At least seven.
It was okay.
It's a lot of numbers you had in your context.
Yeah, so the news or nope theme, if you want to text in to say if you love it or hate it, 303-222-5423. If you forget what it sounds like, just download the Odyssey app. Mm-hmm. You can listen to any of the news or nopes from the last decade. But the Odyssey app is spelled QR1793.
No.
How do you spell it?
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Okay. Download the app.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Here's something that only one out of the three of us can celebrate today.
Being super intelligent?
No.
Nailing connections on Wordle without... Oh, I did have a mistake.
Yeah.
What?
Today is World Tattoo Day. Woo! Yeah, let's go get more. Who's in?
What was the name of the tattoo shop that was a drop-off spot
Modified
for
Madness.
Kids? Modified Madness.
Yeah.
I talked to the owner there. And
Stevie?
Yeah, I was like, I'm coming up. And she's like, come up.
Yeah.
But I don't know what I want to get. So
maybe
do I just...
They'll tell you what you want.
They're in Thornton or somewhere?
I think so.
So do it's I north. Go hit a divey... Do I go with Joe Palooka's or some divey Thornton bar and then just go in? Do they will
you're
they tattoo you if you're liquored
no,
up?
No, because it makes your blood thinner. You're not supposed to.
Trust me.
Mm. You don't have any. It's fine.
Yeah, but I'm not. Come on. Let's go. What should I get? Oh, we already decided what we're getting. I forgot.
Oh, that's right. The waveforms.
We're getting the waveform of?
Was it get after it or was it the? No,
the
it
phone
was.
Number.
The phone number. That's what it was.
Our
yeah.
phone. We're
our
doing 303-222-5423.
That's the waveform, yeah.
I think we do this one.
And we agreed lower back.
No, I think we do.
We agreed. Me and Aaron agreed.
I think
so.
We do.
2-1.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. But I can't do that.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. Yeah. So we'll be getting tattoos later. Thank you for the tattoo day. Thanks.
No. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We don't often delve into politics here on the program, but...
Wait, are you saying no, that we don't dive into politics?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to give you a little leeway, but okay. I don't, you know, what are you doing?
Well, there's talk about whether we should get rid of the penny or not.
Get rid
no.
of the penny.
I agree.
And I'm so sorry, Tiak. I thought that was decided like years ago that we were going
to
do that.
They talked about it. It costs more than a penny to make a penny.
Yeah.
Exactly. We lose money on it. The discussion, to be fair, has been going on since 1990, so this isn't a new thing, so... Politics aside,
later, penny.
Should we get rid of the penny? I agree, because you ever get change back and then they have like a tip jar?
Yeah.
And even if it's not a penny, if it's like coins, quarters,
I don't want
anything,
any of the coins.
You can't put it in a tip jar, right? Because that feels...
No, it feels weird.
It feels like offensive.
Because they don't
almost.
Want it either.
Right.
Nobody
so it's
wants
like,
it.
So what are we doing? Everything's a card now. What? Let's just
exactly.
round
Most
up, round
Most of the self-checkouts
down.
Are card only.
Yeah. And yeah. And you can only pick up half the pennies on the ground.
Exactly. That are heads up.
Because if they're tails up, you can't touch it. So
mm-hmm. I always get that confused.
Down with the yeah. Ooh. This is why you are.
I thought heads up was bad. Since Lincoln got shot in the head, I thought that was the reason.
You really thought that was the thing?
Yeah.
If you're walking down the street right now and you see a penny,
yeah,
and it's heads up, don't pick it up, but get your phone out. Go to mightymillionsraffle.com because your luck is about to change.
There you go.
I just wanted to throw that in here because I just remembered. I know this is your time to do news stories.
No, guys, this is a great.
This is the biggest news story of the day because the VIP prize deadline is tonight at midnight.
Yeah.
So if you don't buy your tickets by tonight, if you buy them on Saturday, great, fine. You could still win the $2.4 million grand prize show home up in Winter Park. But if you buy them by midnight tonight, which you are going to do,
absolutely,
you're in for the VIP prize, which will make T-Hack jealous as hell.
I'm drooling already. It's a 2025 Ford Bronco Raptor.
That thing, it looks like a cheetah.
Yeah,
it's so cool.
And then
a trip to Whistler, Canada, and or some cash if you don't want any of that.
Yeah, you could choose $100,000 cash.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, tough choice. Oh, what do I do?
I mean, if you're not into the Broncos or Whistler, Canada, I get it. But like, I would take the other thing. Also, you'll be in the drawing for the early bird prize, which is Audi and Switzerland. Or $125,000 in cash.
It's so cool. They always give you the bonus cash too. It's so underrated.
Yeah, like the house is $2.4 million, and what you don't see like on Price is Right when they win, it's like, oh, you won a Tacoma. It's like, yay. But then it's like, you owe the taxes on that Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh my God, well, I can't afford that. So you have to sell it, whatever. This, they give you like it's a $2.4 million house. They give you $760,000, a little more than that actually, to offset the tax burden.
Wow, awesome.
So, mightymillionsraffle.com. Midnight tonight is if you want in on the Raptor.
Don't wait.
844-514-2126. But if you weren't in a position to write that down, mightymillionsraffle.com.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For 5% of Americans, this does include myself again,
okay.
All physical mail is loved and appreciated. I don't know what it is about physical mail.
What is wrong with you? Come to my house.
I love it.
I will bathe you in it.
Yes.
Why would you want? Oh my God, are you being serious?
Yes.
Even the mail you don't want. Like if somebody writes me a letter.
Spam mail.
You like that.
Yeah.
Like when I get a card, I'm like, oh, Trey and Tammy thought of me.
Hmm.
But like, other than that, oh my God.
I think it's because it's so rare these days.
Do you understand? I have a kid that's about to go into college and he's been accepted into like a bunch of colleges. So my mailbox is full. Welcome to Creighton. Welcome to Tampa University. Hey, Wildcat. I'm like, we haven't decided. Go away.
Yeah.
So do you want me to save it all and bring it to you?
But that's awesome. That is some amazing mail to get. Are you not proud?
I'm just picturing the rainforest that died. No, I don't care. I do care. I'm just like, I don't like physical mail. It's just one more chore I have. I got to walk down
there.
I mean,
I don't like the massive like Costco books, but...
That's the only thing I like. The Costco connection.
Yeah, it's not a dating app.
I like the Costco connection and the Lego catalog. Those are the only two.
There's a
like.
Lego catalog?
Comes out all the time.
What?
Sign up on the Lego side.
Yeah, I get those.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Big news coming out of Disney and Pixar as they announced plans for Coco 2 to release in...
Oh, I love Coco.
Yeah, so the second one coming out in 2029 and Toy Story 5, which I think we kind of knew Toy Story 5 was coming out.
Why?
Yeah.
I agree. Four, we didn't even need four.
They were done at three. Four was good.
Four was trash.
They made us. No, he still got me to cry a little bit.
Yeah, but maybe they'll bring it back with five. But also, as something I think Slacker's going to be excited about.
Okay.
Incredibles 3.
Incredibles 2 jumped the shark.
You think?
Yeah.
It wasn't great.
Really?
And it was the first movie that ever had that thing at the beginning where it goes, oh, this could cause seizures. There's some light stuff in there. Mm. And I was like, it almost did. Like the villain in that one, like when you put his goggles on, you're like, all right, so are we done? Is that the end of it?
I think
right.
That's all the news.
I'll just say it one more time. MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.